Hi there, welcome to my website. I want to give you some views that I have regarding all of the leaked information, the WikiLeaks information that came out, so much information about the Democratic Committee and information about our government that apparently was gotten by the WikiLeaks group or by the Russians hacking. There's so many rumors about who is able to break in security-wise to all of our top secrets in this country today, the spying going on. And all that is deeply concerning, and if the Russians are doing that, we ought to retaliate. But here's my concern. Why do the leaks take place to begin with? We've got the NSA, the National Security Administration. You've got the CIA. You've got the FBI, all with the most sophisticated ways to stop encryption or to protect us from our information getting public. But they can't do so. They can't put up the firewalls and the screens that we hear so much about to protect vital information that protects this country. To me, that should be the focus. Sure, I'm concerned about the Russians breaking in and others who are trying to infiltrate us or gather information, the cyber attacks. You know, that's very much, you can see why the Russians do something like that. A supersonic jet costs almost $1 billion. You can get 4 or 5 hackers to sit into a room for little or nothing, and they can sit there and do a great deal of damage over the cyber web. And so, of course, that's of great concern. Why can't we protect our secrets? If we can send men to the moon and we can have all these sophisticated military operations going on, why can't we protect the basic information that is all a part of our national defense, protecting businesses in this country? Why can't we do that? To me, that's the real scandal, the weakness in the American government for not protecting you and me. There seems to be a paranoia almost that every email that you send, that every phone call you make has to be garnered up and gathered in some kind of a huge database so that maybe one terrorist can be caught. And yet, protecting that information is something that the American government just can't do. So if there's investigations going in Washington about the Russians' infiltration and all these various congressional investigations, I wish someone would start an investigation as to why it was the whoever the leakers were, whether as Donald Trump referred to some fat guy in New Jersey or the Russian government, why can't we protect our information? Isn't that just as important of being a part of our national defense as the actual weapons that we produce and the military we produce? To me, that's gut. That's just very, very basic, and yet we can't do it. Some serious questions to ask, and I hope that some legislator or some congressman or senator has the courage to speak up for you and I to give us those protections. Hey, thanks for spending some time on our website this week. Talk to you next week.